Hello, West Liberty. Welcome back to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. My name is Heather, and if you're just now joining me, I'm here with President Griner. We're talking today because on November 12th, he announced his intention to retire on June 30th of 2020. When he retires, he will have 19 years of experience as president. So, President Griner, let's talk about what you would like to see in the coming 6 months, and then also maybe after that.
Yeah, in the coming 6 months, I think it's really necessary that I spend some time in Charleston speaking with our legislators about what I see for the future of all of higher education in West Virginia. And the most important need that I see right, besides funding, the most important need I see right now is capital funding for infrastructure. All of our campuses and universities in the state of West Virginia have millions of dollars of infrastructure needs in terms of building maintenance and replacements and so on. And so I'm hoping that the state will start putting money aside so the universities can enhance their campuses, similar to what we're doing already with this performance contract in replacing all the lighting and the HVAC systems. We're doing it ourselves, but it would be preferable if the state would help all the colleges to be able to do this. So that's one of the things. I think that also keep encouraging our great faculty to continue developing the degree programs and options that are developing. I know that there are a few more master's degree programs being developed right now. I hope that those continue in the development phase, because they're not only is it good for the university, but the degree programs they're talking about are good for the High Valley and good for West Virginia. So I would encourage them to continue the developing of those academic programs. And then, of course, I want to spend time saying that they need to increase budgets rather than cut budgets. And we are actually hosting some of our legislators on campus Monday after Thanksgiving break. So we will have several of our legislators on campus where we will talk about some of those very same needs.
Well, so you talk about the lighting with replacing the lights with the LED for energy, the benefits of saving a little bit of money with the electricity. Will the LED lights make the campus on the outside brighter?
It will.
Yeah, so hopefully that should help a lot. I know I get out of class very frequently, sometimes just in the evening, and with it being in winter, it's rather dark outside. Mm-hmm. I have to walk to my car. There is lighting, you know, it's I don't feel rather scared, but knowing that the lighting is going to be a little bit brighter, that's very nice.
Yeah, well, fortunately, we are a safe campus, but I've walked around at night, too, coming back from different, like, theater events or athletic events, and I know that we can enhance our exterior lighting through LED, and we will see a difference. And internally, you'll see a great difference because we will replace the fluorescent lighting, which is not really the most conducive lighting for learning. So the LED is a much better lighting for students in the classroom.
Well, maybe we'll see some GPA shifts with that lighting replacement then.
I'm not going to go that far to predict that.
Well, maybe I'll just hope for that then. New lights will help me be smarter and pay more attention. So, coming on June 30th, or a little bit after that, depending, they just sent out a survey asking students what types of characteristics they're interested in for the next coming president. I think he should look a lot like you, but what would you think would be ideal for somebody with the values to come in and take over? Do they, you know, given the current status of West Liberty University, what type of values do you think the next president should have coming into this university?
First of all, I think it's critically important that the new person coming in listen and take time to speak to students and faculty and staff and find out how their ideas on how to continually enhance the campus. So listening is critically important. Of course, one of the things that I've always prided my career on is integrity, and if I tell you something, I will tell you the truth. One, because I can't remember non-truths, so it's much easier to tell the truth. But the integrity and keeping the integrity of campus is critically important. Hopefully someone that's student-centered, because that is why all of us are here, is for your success.
Right. So. And you have done a wonderful job being student-centered. A lot of people give compliments all the time about it, just in case you didn't know. He is in here in the studio with me right now. He is always available to talk to people from the trumpet for stories. He is very much on campus and president, and that is something that we are hoping that the next president will have as well. We want those qualities because I feel like that's very helpful in the university if you feel like the person who's kind of above everything actually cares about you instead of, you know, not, obviously. But so given the current projects that you have, mm-hmm. the things that you're hoping to look forward to, in the grand scheme, things that you might not be able to complete, but something that you might see that West Liberty might need, something that the next president might be able to work on?
Yeah, I think that in the big picture, there are some additional student services that could be enhanced. I know that our student union is quite small, and it's busy all the time. A nice addition to that would be useful. I've also been in discussions with Sodexo, our food vendor, about some enhancements to the marketplace, our cafeteria. That's something that is being planned, but it won't happen prior to my departure. But there are things that can be enhanced there in terms of on-hand cooking on the spot, and I know that they are looking to add some additional enhancements, but I won't spoil their thunder right now, but that will happen hopefully sometime after I leave. So those are things that I think are pretty much necessary. But we also are going to see, because our science programs are so large right now, we're going to need more laboratories. As an example, because of the cadaver lab is so heavily used, we will actually need to have a new cadaver lab, much larger cadaver lab, to accommodate not only the biology majors, but our physician assistant students, our dental hygiene students, our speech pathology students, all the students that actually use the lab. So we will need to enhance those in the near future. Also, additional science classrooms will be necessary. The zoo science program has become quite large. We will probably need more animal enclosures and more laboratories for the zoo science program. So there's never an end to where we can go as a university.
Right. Well, it seems like we're shooting for the stars, at least. A lot of good improvements seem to be coming or in the plans. Things, you know, there's room for improvement, as you say, all the time. With the issues with the capital funding, how it's almost unfair that West Liberty is growing at such a rate, and it seems like there's, you know, crowding in the union and students everywhere, and we need more space for the science and things, and it's kind of sad that we don't have, you know, the money to build the things for all the people we have, or, you know, the instruments that we need, the buildings or facilities that we need. How do you feel like maybe not having that funding could almost impede the progress that the university has made?
Well, first of all, I need you to be present at the legislators' meeting on Monday the 4th and to say exactly what you just said. So I'm inviting you to that meeting. But this is one of the things that I have actually said to legislators is that it's really a shame that universities have to borrow money to enhance facilities in buildings that the state owns. And so that's my argument, is that since we don't own these buildings, we shouldn't have to borrow money, which we're doing right now. We're borrowing money to make these enhancements. And the enhancements are necessary, and we feel that it's important for our student success, so we're going to do this. But we want to encourage the state and our legislators to consider having allocations specifically for capital funding for higher education. So don't forget, on Monday, the December 2nd, you're invited to attend, because I want you to make the same argument to our legislators.
Well, it's definitely present. I can see it, so I have no issue with that at all. Hopefully there is some change, because it seems like for West Liberty to grow to its full potential, there needs to be some changes made in places that we can't necessarily control. And hopefully that does happen.
Yes, but we've been moving forward in spite of, because we just one of the things that was just recently completed, and I am so proud of this document, it is a 150-page master facility plan. This is the first plan that we've had in 20 years, master plan, but it is a roadmap for the future and the future development. I hope that before I take off that you have an opportunity to come by and see this plan, because it is phenomenal in terms of the thinking of our board and our faculty and staff and students. All of the ideas went into this plan in terms of where we're going as a university. As an example, we just recently purchased 7 acres of land on Route 88 within walking distance of campus. That's future development for the university. That we don't have any plans, immediate plans, but I know that if the university intends to grow, we now have 7 acres where we can grow.
Well, that's great. So there's all the ideas, there's the plan, it's just you need the support.
That's it.
Well, hopefully, you know, that comes.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking to me. Again, if you're just joining us, President Griner announced his retirement on November 12th. He's hopefully, you know, going to be able to get out of here on June 30th if, you know, there's somebody to come take a spot. But he's gracefully willing to come and stay until somebody comes and takes that position from him. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's been an honor, President Griner, here on WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. Let's get back to the music.